Recorded Books presents The Wizard King Trilogy by Chad Corey. Narrated by Victor Bavine. This program includes Return of the Wizard King, Trial of the Wizard King, and Triumph of the Wizard King. And now, Return of the Wizard King.
Chapter 1. A quote by Rastin Tol, Telborian Wizard King, reigned 34 BV to 6 BV. There is only power and the path one takes to attain it. Valin emerged from the portal's brilliance into the musty chamber. Once through, he turned to face the mosaic fixed into the stone wall through which he'd passed. The white light had already faded, revealing the azure and violet tiles forming the 12-foot circle. Small and uniform in shape, they'd been crafted into a swirling twist of color, a whirlpool of polished tiles spiraling into some unknown pit. Turning from the wall, he took in the large chamber. As the portal's lingering glow faded, all was lost in a shadowy murk, punctured only by the purple glow from a collection of runes carved into a solid blue marble column, encircled by a wrought iron fence at the chamber's center. Valin's silver robes reflected part of the rune's light as the mage strode forward, brown eyes seeking out all he could with ardent interest. As he walked, he retrieved a clear glass globe from the satchel dangling from his shoulder. Aside from what was in the satchel, all his belongings either were in the pack strapped to his back or stuffed into one of the handful of bulging belt pouches swaying with his steps. The mage whispered a word as he tossed the globe in the air. This birthed a flash of sunlight from the now white and glowing ball that hovered above and to the right of his head. Once his eyes adjusted to the light, he shed his pack and set it beside him with careful effort. This done, he took a few steps forward, the glowing ball following him closely as he did so. With its help, he could now clearly discern where he stood. Built in a rectangular design, the chamber was about 100 feet from the base of the stairs opposite him and about 80 feet wide. Its 20-foot ceiling increased its cavernous feel. It was built from large granite blocks, tightly packed one into the other. They formed a near seamless weave of walls and floor. But as impressive as the sight the stones conveyed was, the real object of interest was that blue column dominating the chamber's center. Ringed with a fence crafted of spear-point-tipped wrought iron shafts, it was a surreal sight in the otherwise empty room. He'd come a long way for it, searched and pressed himself through more than others might have thought possible. But now, his booted heels clopped loudly as he made his way toward the skeletal fence, its gate latched by a worn wrought iron bar that slid into an equally worn clasp. The latch was on the outside, keeping anyone or anything inside the fence from straying too far from the column. Finally. With a slight gesture, the gate swung open, squeaking softly. He cleared the 12 feet between the fence and the column with ease, reaching a slender hand for the cold blue marble. The transducer. There was power there. Power to tap into, to use, and master. He craned his neck, taking in the majesty of the impressive 15-foot structure. Soon enough, he'd translate the purple glowing runes stretching its length. It wouldn't be long now. At the column's base where he stood was an 8-foot doorway. He dared to look inside. With the aid of his globe, he discovered a hollowed-out room. It was about 6 feet in diameter and constructed from floor to ceiling in polished blue marble. "Everything's intact," he murmured. But any further investigation was cut short by the sound of stone scraping on stone coming from the top of the stairs that snaked up the wall opposite him. The stairs partially flanked the wall and then ducked into an ascending corridor with a brighter opening he took for a doorway just beyond it. Withdrawing from the fenced area, he watched a soft white line of light slide down the walls parallel with the stairs. Assuming it was some aid in maneuvering the old steps, he was more concerned with who might be descending them. He wasn't expecting visitors. He whispered another word, dimming the glowing ball's brilliance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?